Sweet, sweet sister friend, I am so excited about season 2 of the Laced with Grace Fully Embraced podcast. I'm so excited to dive deeper into our relationship with Christ together, deeper into our love of our bodies and being grateful for the temple that God has given us to care for, to nourish, to exercise, to work out, for worship, and not just weight loss, and to really, really focus and make Him the center and the foundation, the motivation of our fitness journey. Because I truly believe if we make Him the foundation of our fitness journey, it becomes much more doable. It becomes less overwhelming. It becomes much more fulfilling. And I'm excited to grow in this with you. Let's get it. Let's go. Hey girl, hey, it's another Wednesday and I am so glad to be here as usual and glad to have you in this space. If you are brand new to the podcast, I just want to welcome you today. I just want to say thank you so much for taking the time to listen, to learn, to grow, to dive deeper in your faith, to dive deeper in your relationship with your body and your relationship with food and your relationship with fitness, and just be able to look at your body and yourself through God's lens and not your own and not society's and not culture's, because that's what this podcast is all about, is just trying to make sure that we are honoring Him with our temples, honoring Him with our bodies, honoring Him with our fitness journeys, and just making Him the center and the foundation of everything that we're doing here. And I just want to welcome you and just say what a blessing it is to have you here today on the podcast. I wanted to talk about something today that's actually been asked quite often recently, and this is something that I've talked about previously in the podcast. So if you're feeling like this is kind of like some repeat stuff, I apologize, but I think it's going to be really important to like just remind ourselves of these things. Because this has been in my inbox a lot on social media, especially over on Instagram. I'm getting a question a lot of like, hey, what workout program do you suggest? What's the best workout program? What's the best nutrition program? What nutrition plan should I be following? What should I be doing? What's the best thing to follow? And so I have 6 little tips, 6 steps to help you, you know, pick the very best one, okay? What is the very best fitness program and the very best nutrition program to follow? Number one, it's going to be one that you can do consistently. It's going to be one that you can do consistently over time, not just for a 2-month period, not just for a 3-month period, not for just 6 months, not for a year, but what can you do over time and it be sustainable for you? What can you do consistently? Because it doesn't matter if you're only walking 10 to 20 minutes a day and that's what your fitness regimen is. If that's what you can do consistently, I want you to stick with that for a while, okay? And obviously increase and push yourself as you can, but it's not, I get so, like, this is a huge pet peeve of mine. Like, I'm like bouncing my hand off my forehead right now. This is a huge pet peeve to me because people, even that I love and that I know very, very well, I see them do this cycle over and over and over again, where they, for a really long time, will not work out and they'll just eat really, really garbagey or cruddy. And they'll just feel gross and they'll feel disgusting and they'll just feel like, oh, I just have no energy. I'm so blah. And then they will go like gung-ho 110 miles an hour and restrict everything, do extremely hard workouts, be so sore, so miserable, and they stick to it for like 2 or 3 weeks and then they fall back off course. And I'm like, why do we do this to ourselves? Like, why are you doing that? That would be miserable. I don't want anyone to do that. Like that is not sustainable. That is not something that you can stay consistent at long term, especially if you're first starting. Like, say for instance, I decided I wanted to just start doing CrossFit or something that was more intense, and maybe like hour and a half workouts. That would probably be something that I'd be able to sustain because I've been working out for years and I've been working on resistance training. I've been working on lifting weights. I've been working on my cardio for years. I've been a runner for years. So like that's something that I could maintain. But if someone who's just starting to work out and they start to do some like intense workout program regimen and it's like an hour and a half a day and they got to show up 6 days a week and they got to do this, they got to do that, and they got to restrict this and they got to just follow this nutrition plan and you got to do everything according to plan, it's going to be super overwhelming and discouraging and defeating and you're going to give up within 2 weeks. I know that's blunt, but like I see the pattern all the time and I see it with people that I love. I see it with people that are very close to me in my life and it drives me bonkers because I'm like, you're literally wasting your time because I know and it's not that I don't have faith in you. It's not that I don't have faith in these people, but I've seen it over and over so many times and I'm like, that's not something that works. So the number one thing is you want to do a fitness program and the best nutrition program, the best fitness program to do is one that you can do consistently, okay? And that you can say it can be sustainable for you. Number two, the best nutrition program, the best fitness program that you can do is going to be one that you can do out of love for your temple, not hatred for your body. You have heard me say that phrase probably 1,000 times on the podcast, but I'm going to keep pounding it into your head. We do this out of love for our temple, not hatred for our body. And what do I mean by that? I mean, we are not working out because we don't like what we see in the mirror. That's not our main focus. That is not our main goal. We do not work out and we do not eat according to what we see in the mirror and not liking what we see, okay? We work out and we nourish and we fuel our temple with food and nutrition, wholesome foods, because we love the temple that God has provided us to live in and to house the Holy Spirit in, and we want to make sure we take care of it because we love it, because it's a gift. That is our focus. That is what we're looking at. We are not looking at the fact that we hate our body. We hate certain aspects of our body. We want to change things. We are looking at out of love for our temple that God has gifted us, that he has given us to live in, and that he has gifted us to house the Holy Spirit in. Okay? So that's number two. And for a long time, if you follow me on social, you have seen my testimony for a very long time, for years and years and years. I hated what I saw in the mirror. So I ran miles and miles and miles, and I couldn't throw up after I would eat, but I would go out and I would work out for hours and hours and hours because I wanted to burn everything off of my body that I possibly could. And I wanted to have that control. I wanted to get as small as I could. I felt like that was going to be fulfilling and that was going to be satisfying and that was going to be satisfactory. And I would experience love from that. That is so much BS, and that's all from the enemy. Let me tell you, because all it did was left me more discouraged, more unsatisfied, more unfulfilled, and just wanting more, 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 more. It's a trap. It's a freaking trap, and I don't want to see you go down that path, okay? We're not going there. Been there, done that. We ain't going back, okay? That's where that is. I'm just going to be completely blunt and honest with you. And I'm like stuttering over my words because I'm getting heated over here. I'm sorry. Number three, and I'm saying this with so much love. Please hear my heart in this. I am saying, if I'm super blunt and like, if I give you some big major truth bombs on here, it's not to make you feel cruddy. It is literally to call you out and say, I love you too much to let you stay where you're at right now. I love you way too much to let you go down that path. We ain't going there. Your sister has been there. I ain't going back. I ain't letting you go there. Okay. So number three, the best nutrition and the best fitness program you could do is the one that's going to make sure and help you build healthy relationships with your body, with food, and with fitness. And you're like, a healthy relationship with your body, really? A healthy relationship with food, a healthy relationship with fitness? What does that even mean? That means that we're looking at things positively. That means that we're not looking at restriction. We're not looking at our body as in a negative way. We're not looking at food as good food or bad food. We're not looking at fitness as it being a burden, but it's a blessing. Whatever fitness program and nutrition program you can follow that enhances these things, that helps build a healthy relationship with you, with your body, and with food, and with fitness, that is the one you're gonna go with. That is the best one, okay? Number four, the one you feel best following. So how does your body feel? How does your mind feel? How is your digestion? How is your sleep? How are your clothes fitting? The best nutrition and fitness program that you can follow is the one that helps you feel your best. Feel, not look. Remember, I didn't say look, I said feel. Because typically, if we feel our best, the looks will follow. Typically, okay? I know there are certain scenarios, there are certain health things, there are certain sicknesses and illness and all that, and there are different factors go into that. But typically, if we feel our best, our looks follow that, okay? So the best one you can pick is the one that you feel your best in. And again, look at your digestion, look at your sleep pattern, look at the way your clothes are fitting, look at your skin, all of these things, your brain fog, your brain function. If you're feeling like you're hitting those slumps in the mid-afternoon at like 2 or 3 p.m. and you're just feeling so sluggish, like these are all things to look at. If you're not feeling your best doing that, if you're having exhaustion, if you're feeling like you just feel like you've been ran over by a truck all the time, that's probably not the best one to follow, right? That's probably not the best program to follow. If you're feeling bloated, if you're having skin issues, if your menstrual cycle stops, if all of these factors start coming up, that's probably not the best nutrition and fitness plan to follow. Hormones can get out of whack. Sleep patterns can get out of whack. Moodiness can occur. Irritability. It's all intertwined, y'all. Like, our spirituality, our emotional state, our mental state, our physical state, it's all intertwined. God made all of those parts of us for a reason, and they all work together, okay? And you may not believe that. You may not agree with that, but that is what I believe. That is what I feel as though how God has made our bodies, and it is so important to look at how we feel, and that being one of the best, like, that being a choice for, this is the best nutrition program, this is the best fitness program for me, because it makes me feel this way, okay? Number five, the one that brings you steady, slow, and sustainable results. There is a myth. There is a myth out there. And I actually want to, before I go on, I just listened to a podcast recently. I love listening to her. I learned so much from her. A lot of stuff that I use when it comes to, like, education, when it comes to fitness, or when it comes to nutrition, I actually use from this gal, because, and I quote her all the time, she is phenomenal. I've quoted her in posts before. I've quoted her in podcasts before, but I'm going to link one of the most recent episodes that I just listened to, because it was phenomenal, and it was about myths about nutrition, and she debunked a bunch of them. Like, she helped you understand, and she educates so, so well on why this nutrition plan and these nutrition options may not be the best, and why everyone thinks that they're the best, but they really aren't. So I'm going to link that episode in the show notes for you, so you can take a listen to that. It's called Embrace Your Real by Julie A. Ledbetter. I love her. She's phenomenal. And I would probably just go ahead and follow her show too, because you can learn a lot from her. Anywho, number five, the one that brings you slow, sustainable, and steady results. The reason why is because if we go to a nutrition program or a fitness program that brings extreme results right off the bat, very fast, very quickly, typically you are just losing a lot of muscle mass, and you are losing a lot of water weight, and anything that you do or any way that you go back to your normal way of living, you're just going to gain all that back, or it's not going to be sustainable whatsoever. And you're going to have to go back to a different way of eating and a different way of doing exercise. And you're going to be gaining stuff back. And it's going to be defeating and overwhelming and frustrating. And again, I don't want you to start that cycle. So picking something, whatever nutrition program or whatever fitness program is going to help you have slow, steady, and sustainable results is the one I want you to pick. And that is the very best one for you, because I want it to be something that's lifelong. I want this to be a journey, not a sprint. I want this to be something that honors your body and honors your temple, which honors the Lord. I want this to be able to be something that you enjoy. And getting really quick, fast results that are unsustainable doesn't sound like any of those things to me, personally. Number six. This is a huge one. This is the biggest one. The best nutrition and fitness program to follow is the one that honors the Lord. Whatever that may look like for you, where you are at in your life right now. For instance, there are some people that could be training for a half marathon or training for a marathon, and that's going to be honoring their temple and honoring their body and honoring the Lord in the phase of life that they're in right now. But if this is something that's not sustainable for you, if this is something that's going to cause you to be frustrated and discouraged, if this is something that's going to cause you to be negative towards your body, if this is something that's going to be dangerous for you or hazardous for you or create some unhealthy habits for you as far as being super restrictive or just being really, really negative towards your journey and causing some of those unhealthy habits to reoccur, like not eating at certain times or telling yourself you can't have this or that when it comes to food, or creating some issues with schedules and routines when it comes to your kids and your spouse, and it being unhealthy in your home then because you're being obsessive. Like, if it's going to cause any of those things, that's not going to be honoring to your body and your temple or the Lord. Like, you have to pick whatever phase of your life, because there were times in my life when I was in college, I could train for a half marathon and then not disrupt anything else that was going on, and it was healthy for me at the time. Well, I say that, but I also was struggling with eating disorder. But I'm just saying, like, do you get what I'm trying to say? Like, there's other parts of motherhood. Maybe there's a phase of life in motherhood that works better and a time that would be better to train for a half marathon. Or maybe you're someone that works out from home because that's what's better for your family right now. Or maybe you're someone that is in a phase of life where you can go to the gym and in your schedule and with your family, that works for you guys. Like, And different habits and different routines and different mindsets and different heart sets, it all goes into that. So the best nutrition and fitness program to pick, and maybe that's all kind of confusing. I'm going to try to sum it down here in a second. But whatever is honoring your temple, whatever is honoring your body, whatever is honoring the Lord, that's the very best one to pick. And that's going to look different for, what I'm trying to say is that's going to look different for everyone. Maybe what's going to be best for you is doing intermittent fasting. Maybe what's going to be best for you is doing 10 to 15 minute walks a day on your lunch hour, and that's all you can do right now. But that's still getting movement in. That's still honoring your body. That's still honoring the Lord. And you can even pray during that time. So that's even honoring the Lord more, right? So in spending time with Him, it's going to look different for every situation, every person, every circumstance. And we cannot, here's what we cannot do. So if, like, for instance, for me, I've thought about doing intermittent fasting and I've been praying on this. I've never done intermittent fasting before. And I do more of an intuitive eating, and you've heard me say an 80-20 rule, right? 80% clean, 20% fun. And I kind of do portion control. That's just what I've been doing for like years and years and years now. It's what's worked for me. What I also want to say is don't try to reinvent the wheel. Don't try to do something that doesn't work for you. That if you're doing something now that works for you, just keep doing that. If you need a challenge, that's one thing. That's kind of why I wanted to do intermittent fasting. But I just recently listened to Julie's podcast on this, Julia Ledbetter, the one I'm going to share with you. And right off the bat, one of the first things she said about intermittent fasting is if you've had a unhealthy relationship with food, or you have struggled with eating disorders or exercise disorders in the past, this may be a big trigger for you, and it may end up creating some of those habits again. So right away, I felt the Lord saying, nope, I don't think this is going to be honoring for your temple. Does that make sense? Like, I'm trying to give a very specific example of what's honoring to your body, honoring to your temple, and honoring to the Lord, and what may not be. So that may be very honoring to someone else's body. And I have, like, best friends that do intermittent fasting, and they have awesome results with it. They feel really good. It's really good for them. But they didn't have eating disorders previously. They didn't have exercise disorders. They didn't have struggles with some of the negativity and the depression and the anxiety around food and their bodies that I have had in my past. So I don't want to trigger those things, right? Now, do I know for sure it's going to trigger those things? No. But do I want to listen to someone that has some wisdom that knows what she's talking about? Probably. And make sure that I'm, you know, I just prayed on this and then that was brought up in a podcast. I don't know if that's necessarily a coincidence. I think maybe that was the Lord guiding me in that way. So my main point is, let's go into what not to do. Like, what workout programs and what fitness programs, what nutrition programs and what fitness programs should you not do? You should not. The ones not to do would be ones just that your friends are doing and your besties are doing because it's working for them. Your body is different than theirs. Your body is different than your sister's, even though you may have some of the same genetics. You're not going to have the exact same results. You're not going to have the exact same body. Your body is not going to tolerate things the exact same. And you may have different results and you may feel differently based on, you know, who you are, who Christ has made you to be. Every single body is different. So just because someone else of your besties is doing it, or your sister or your mom or whoever you're, it's okay to have accountability buddies and to maybe do a same program. But if it's not working for you, don't beat yourself up over it. Find something that does work for you and your body and your routine and your schedule. I feel like there's a lot of pressure on people that once they find something that someone else is doing that works really well for them, they feel like, oh, I have to do that because that must be the right answer. I feel like as women too, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like as women too, we have to know the right answer. Like, well, what's the right thing to do? Sometimes, sis, you got to just try to figure it out. We don't know. Like, I don't know because I don't have your body. I know what works well for me. I know when I feel my best. I know how to treat my body, but that's because it's my body. I don't maybe not know the right answer for you. Maybe you need to do macro counting and not intermittent fasting, or maybe you need to do both. Or maybe you need to do gluten-free because maybe you have underlying celiac disease that we don't know about. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, for Whole 30. There's so many different options out there, or maybe you need to do portion control. Like, there are so many, or intuitive eating, 80-20. Like, there's so many different options out there, and it can be very, very overwhelming, but we need to first start with, okay, what's going to work best for me? What's going to work best for my body and the way that Lord created my body and how He's created me and my mindset and my heart set and my habits and my struggles and my triumphs? Like, what's going to work? What's my strengths? What's going to work best for me? How can I be consistent in this? Okay. So do not do the workout programs and the fitness programs to do are not just the ones that your best friends or your coworkers or people that are close to you, they're doing. The other one that's not the best thing to do is the one that's making you miserable. I mean, that's just a no-brainer, but if you're miserable in your fitness journey, that's obviously not working well for you. If you're extremely tired, if you just feel like you've been run over by a truck and it's like that all the time, it's one thing to be sore after workouts, but it's another thing, but week after week, day after day, month after month, year after year, you're just constantly tired, you're constantly exhausted, you have no energy, and your muscles are so sore. Your muscles need time to rebuild, your muscles need time to regroup, they need time for rest and restoration. And if you're always feeling like you're just ran over by a truck, that may not be the best workout regimen to use. That may not be the best nutrition plan to use because you may not be fueling your body the way that it needs to be fueled in order to rebuild and to have different body composition. Does that make sense? So that is also not one to do. Some other ones not to do is ones that's making you have an unhealthy relationship with your body, an unhealthy relationship with food, an unhealthy relationship with fitness. If you are having no joy and you are being drained of joy, this goes along with being miserable. If your workout regimen and your nutrition program is draining you of joy in your journey, that needs to be like, bye-bye. We need to get rid of that one. Or make some tweaks, because we need to make some tweaks so that you're having that healthy relationship with your body again, and you're loving your body, you're loving your temple, and you're loving the Lord through it, and He's helping you through it. I'm not saying you're always going to have joy in this journey, because you're not. There are weeks and there's days and there's months where I'm like, I don't feel like working out. I don't feel like eating healthy, but I know I need to, and I know that I'm going to feel better at the other end of it, and that brings me joy. So after the workout, after the eating well, after the week of being more disciplined, I feel well, and that brings joy. But I'm not saying it's going to be easy and everything's going to be butterflies and rainbows and you're just going to be like smiley happy all the time going into your workout. Like, I'm not saying that it has to be that way at all, because it's not going to be. But you need to be enjoying the process, enjoying the journey, enjoying the challenge, okay? Because I may not in the moment be excited about my workout, but I know I'm going to be excited about the challenge midway through it. And then at the end of it, I'm going to feel accomplished. I'm going to feel confident. I'm going to feel the Lord's strength just working through me. I can feel His Holy Spirit just surrounding me and embracing me because I've accomplished this thing. He's helped me through it. Those kind of things. Like, that's joy. That's bringing joy. And I want you to be able to experience and feel those things. So again, running through these really quick. Sorry, this went a little bit longer than I wanted it to. But I'm going to drop that one podcast from Julia Ledbetter about nutrition myths, because I think this will be so freaking helpful for so many of you when it comes to nutrition aspect. And again, I'm not a dietitian, I'm not a nutritionist, so I do some education on this stuff, and I do, you know, get good resources and resources that are reliable, not just anything off of Google, right? But resources that are reliable and that I really trust, and I do try to implement those and share those things with you. But please listen to this podcast by Julia Ledbetter that I'm going to link in the show notes. But number one, the best workout program and the best fitness program that you, or the best nutrition and fitness program that you could do, is the one that you can do consistently. Number two, the one that you can do out of love for your temple, not hatred for your body. Number three, the one that ensures you have a healthy relationship with food, with fitness, and your body. Number four, the one you feel your best following, like you feel your best. Number five, the one that brings slow, steady, sustainable results. And number six, the one that honors the Lord, because it's honoring your body, it's honoring your temple. Sister, you know the thing. Let's get it. Let's go. But if this spoke to you today, obviously I don't really ask for reviews often on the podcast, but if this is like really helping you, if this is helping you grow in your faith, growing your fitness, have a different mindset towards fitness, and just bringing a positive light to your fitness journey in any way, shape, or form, and it's just empowering you, it's giving you more information, it's like helping you lean into scripture and lean into the Lord in your journey, making Him the foundation. If it's doing any of those things for you, I would absolutely love if you could leave a review. And I don't, like I said, I don't ask for this often. I do ask that you share it with other people, because I think that you're part of the ministry and you're able to impact lives by simply just sharing a podcast. And whatever the Lord's placed on my heart to share with you, He may have someone in your life that would also be benefited. And I want to make sure that I give that idea to you. But what reviews do is, not only does it help someone who may be scrolling any of the platforms that the podcast is on and help them decide if they want to listen or not, but it also does do, I think, something to the algorithm that helps ensure that it's one of the first couple that pop up for people if they're searching certain items. So it may just be really, really helpful to get this into someone else's hands if you wanted to leave a review. You guys give reviews all the time in my inbox on social. That's another thing that reminded me to ask for this, is because you are always giving me sweet little testimonies, and I'm not even asking for you, but you're just sharing them with me. You're sharing your heart. You're sharing your journey. You're sharing your struggles. You're sharing your triumphs. You're sharing what the Lord is doing in your life through this ministry and through this podcast. And that is so beautiful. And I would love for other people to be able to see that too and witness that they can do this. Like they can have proof that they're able to do this as well. And they're able to make him the foundation of their journey. They're able to get through a fitness regimen and a nutrition, fueling their body well and looking at it a whole different light than what culture and society puts all this pressure on us to look a certain way, and it not being about that, but it being about honoring the Lord and honoring our bodies in that way and looking at ourselves through God's lens, okay? Not our own and not society's. So if you're able to do that for me today, anyways, that would just be super helpful. And I love you so much. I will chat with you next week. Let's get it. Let's go.